It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Hey, don't forget Jonas Brothers tickets this week. We've got them at 7:45.
All week long.
Get ready, because they're coming to the Pfizer Forum on November 20th. We just found that out last week. This is big stuff. Speaking of concerts, let's talk about Cardi B.
You mean Barty?
I love her.
She's about that life.
I put up the video of her throwing a microphone into the audience on my Instagram story if you haven't seen it. But Cardi B over the weekend, somebody had a cup of something and they chucked it on stage at her. And like many celebs have been getting things thrown on them, Cardi lost it. And the hard microphone in her hand immediately got chucked right at the girl or guy who threw the What, I don't know if it was liquor or water.
I got you.
What was it?
So I've seen all of the angles. I've seen the girl that threw it. I've heard the story.
And what's
supposedly
the story?
It's ice water that she got thrown on her. They were out in Vegas.
Though.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But Cardi, as soon as she got hit with the fluid, she was making basically eye contact. So she saw exactly who threw it from that front row.
You could tell.
She was about to start singing. She whipped that microphone, one, with the accuracy of a chancla. Only a Latina mother can whip a chancla or something of that shape.
True.
That hard, that fast, and that precise.
It was made perfectly to be chancla.
And two, the microphone hit her on beat.
Chanclas are like shoes,
but it's a sandal. A chancla is a sandal.
I need
literally.
White people to know this. I only know this because my sister who lives in California says chanclas all the time, but all her friends are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, white people don't always know what a chancla is.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
That's funny.
The chancla is a sandal. The accuracy of a sandal. Like a mother throwing it at her kid to go, don't do that.
Yeah,
whoop.
Yeah.
Dog, it hit on beat and everything. She wasn't playing. The ulterior angle of the girl who threw it,
because
there was another woman standing next to her that recorded everything. As soon as she whipped it, Cardi threw the microphone. Old girl in the crowd was like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. As soon as four big old bodyguards was up in her face, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Why would you throw anything at anyone? But then you're doing this after everything that's been going on. You tried to throw water at Cardi B. You're stupid.
You think it was a double dog dare? Because that's the only way it could happen in my head.
I think it was somebody real stupid.
That's what it was.
Whew. 103.7 Ooh. Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning, dog. Wepa.
Happy Monday.
Yes, man. I got a case of them, too.
It's the last day of July. I don't want to make it awkward in here, but it is July 31st. Tomorrow is August.
Yo.
What the hell? And I was making fun of my friend buying school supplies, but I guess I shouldn't have because tomorrow's August.
So you basically should have done it yesterday.
Yep. They're all going to be gone by the time I go shopping anyway. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah. Literally. literally. You're going to have to order stuff online because the store's going to be gone.
Well, my kids start after Labor Day. But a lot of kids start in August.
Yep.
So, yeah. But anyway, happy Monday. Happy last day of July. The weekend, I thought, was fantastic.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? You had your big move. I got to watch your dogs.
And again, thank you. Well, it meant so much, and it made it so much easier, G. Like, appreciate that.
They're fun. I had never met your dogs.
They must have been having fun with Auntie Allie, because I don't think they're fun at all. They're kind of annoying sometimes.
Dino and Hampton were like, hey, we're here to party.
What up?
The excited dog stuff. How was the move?
I told you Hampton was going to be all over you.
He's adorable. Mm-hmm. What kind of dog is he?
She's a rat terrier.
She died.
It doesn't matter.
And Dino's a he.
Yep. Dino the dude, Hampton the her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the move, as far as that, you were watching our dogs because we were moving. Gee, everything hurts.
Really?
Everything hurts. My teeth hurt. My nails hurt.
I thought you hired movers.
My hair hurt. Yeah, but you know I still move stuff.
I knew you were going to do that.
Fam, so we went with, who was it? Lisa, maybe? Somebody suggested us last week. Oh, U-Haul does outsource. You know, you can go ahead and get them. I told my wife. She was like, oh, I had actually seen that. Wasn't sure. I said, yo, it's going to be hot, and I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to move all these boxes by myself. Let's get the movers.
Hiring movers was the thing to do.
So we hired the movers. Mm-hmm. They came in. They came in three deep, and we went, well, we've only got them for 3 hours. We need to continue this train going. Y'all grab this. We going to grab that. We going to do this as a team and rock, man. Mm-hmm. So we packed up the truck, got everybody there, got everybody over to the new house, got everything unpacked, and then sent them on their way.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, we still had things to move at the old house. Not a lot. All the major things were out.
Right.
Big furniture,
there's
boxes.
Always stuff left over at the old place. No matter how much you think you've packed and moved, there's always crap.
There is always
crap. And there's always like a cabinet you forgot about usually that has like something random in it, like towels or dishes. Oh, and you're like, oh, we forgot to pack this.
Oh, it's almost like you've experienced this.
I've 100% gone through this. I could read your move.
Bruh. We left part of Sammy's crib at the old house. That's what we left. I was like, oh, well, thankfully we don't need it for the integrity of the crib. But eventually I'm like, okay, we're going to want this.
We're
going to
need it, yeah.
But yo, everything feels like it's slowed down now. Mm-hmm. Before it was like the rush. Now it's like, why do we got so many boxes to unpack? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Right. But it's done. And now you can focus on the second baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exciting.
House is done. So the living room is set. The kitchen is set. Sammy's room is set. The rest of the house is in shambles.
But that's okay because you're moved. And when I swung by and dropped the dogs off, I thought your house was amazing. I thought it was so nice. I was like, I love it.
Got to stay in Bayview, which is what we wanted. And the house feels perfect for
us.
Right?
Good.
I mean, it's a new house and we only got a choice. It's going to be perfect for
us. Yeah. I love it. Oh, I'm happy you guys got all moved. We're going to talk to everyone else about something cool they did this weekend. And we're going to give the update on when DZ and I hung out this weekend. Because we did. We saw each other for about an hour.
It wasn't all moving.
I didn't even see you when you moved.
Really? You didn't see me at all.
At something else, though. And I ran into some of our regulars. Looky there. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. DZ moved from Bayview to Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
But
we moved from renting to owning. That's what we moved from. Webba!
So happy for you. Congratulations on
Thank you.
And then on Saturday, I got the chance to see you at Brewfest. We met up down by the lakefront.
That's right.
And it was a good time. That thing got huge over the years.
Giant.
It was like small the first year I went.
It's been big since the first time I went.
Huge.
But now going back, I was like, oh, this is bigger than last time. Because last time I went was right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Right before. And huge then. And I went, oh, I'm going to come back every year.
Basically a bunch of breweries, local breweries, some national. Mm-hmm. Like White Claw was even there.
Mm-hmm.
Handing out samples. And you walked around and filled your drink up. And it was a good time.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones, though. Mike is in Hartford this morning. And he did something very exciting this weekend. Mike, tell everyone the big news. Why were you cleaning your truck this weekend?
I went into work to polish my semi-truck because I am participating in a truck show in Waupun in 2 weeks.
Oh!
Hey!
Cleaning the truck.
You know, had to wax it down for the one time.
What's the prize?
And had to polish the rims and the fenders and try to get it as pretty as possible and We're going to see if Eileen's going to want to take a ride in Daddy's green truck during that parade.
Oh, what do you win if you win this, whatever you're entering?
I'm not participating in the competition. I'm just going for the light part of it to show off the lights on the truck. So.
Got it.
Wait, so what kind of lights you got on the truck that make them show worthy?
It's just a lot more extra lights, like clearance lights and stuff. And I got a couple green lights on the truck because the truck is green.
So you're the truck that all the kids stare at when you drive by and go, ooh.
Yeah, I think so.
And Eileen is like the perfect age to get into the Cars franchise. My kids were obsessed with Cars.
Every time we talk about, she's like, Daddy, what truck are you driving? I'm driving my green truck. She's like, what?
She probably thinks you're God. Her dad drives big trucks for a living. Like, think about when you're a kid, how cool that would be, you know?
He drives
the
biggest car.
That's how I was when I was a kid. My dad was a truck driver.
Totally.
That's amazing.
Well, good luck. We've got to hear how it goes when it happens, all right, Mike?
Sounds good, thanks.
Later, man. I think he's got to buy more wax for the truck.
Probably. Coach is calling this morning. We haven't heard from him in a minute. I'm excited to hear from him.
What's the word, Coach? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
My weekend was a three-parter. I went to the Solomon Assembly in North Carolina. I had the honor of being an armor bearer for Bishop Randy Borders, which was pretty cool. What else happened this past weekend? My parents closed on their new house.
Oh, them too.
Double up.
DZ. Uh-huh. Yep.
And my daughter is leaving today to go compete in the Junior Olympics.
Yo, go!
If y'all,
yeah.
yes.
Say, if y'all don't know who we talking about, he got a daughter that's she's a runner, she's a track star. You know what I'm saying? She fast like that.
Where does she go to high school again? Or did she? She's still going?
She graduated from Pius this past. Yep. A while back. She just graduated from Pius. Mm-hmm. She is attending Minnesota State Mankato to further her education and continue to run track.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Coach, way to raise them, because my kids don't do anything all day, so I'm proud of you.
She's a runner. She's a track star. And she's smart, too.
My kids sit in their bedroom and eat Cheetos and play on the internet.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Coach ain't mad at that either, man.
right. Fire up the Xbox. Let's go.
Coach, you're an inspiration as a parent to, like, Thanks. Seriously make your kids get off their butt. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Coach.
You guys, too. I've been busy.
Yeah, I mean, we get it. He's not
summer.
Just a dad. He's a coach. You know?
It's summer.
So.
And he's got things going on. Call us and tell us how everything goes.
And let us know about the Junior Olympics, man.
Definitely will give you an update.
Let's go. Bring home the gold, man. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Bye, Coach.
All right, guys. Love.
Later. Love, man.
Let's pull up Saucy Sandra, because you know what? I actually saw Saucy Sandra on Friday night this weekend.
Oh, you saw Saucy without me.
I sure did. I didn't just see Saucy. Saw Ryan in Calabama. I saw Amanda and Racine. The three of them were having a little get-together at Third Street Market Hall, so I crashed it, because you know how I roll.
Well, I see y'all kicked it without me. That's fine. I was busy.
You were busy.
I was.
You were moving.
You're right, Saucy. Good morning.
Hey, girl. I pulled in, and I sat down at the bar with my friend Shelly. I said, I have to go by Third Street Market Hall and see some of the regulars. I sit down. I'm looking around. We do a whole loop. I can't find them anywhere. DZ, yeah. I was ready to leave. We sat down at the bar. A guy bought us a drink, so now we have a drink. So I said, thank you. And left us alone. How about that?
Just a courtesy buy.
Bought it and left us alone. It was amazing.
Nice.
Didn't expect anything. And then I finally said, where is everybody? Ready to leave. And Ryan calls me. He goes, we're in the corner. Here comes Saucy Sandra with sunglasses on.
Pulling up
in the middle of the Third Street Market Hall.
Look at
cool. Where have you been? She's like,
as per usual.
Yeah. But I got to see you guys. You guys are having your little thing. How'd it go?
Yeah. It was so much fun. It was so nice to see Ryan and his wife and the children and Amanda, of course, and her husband and Savannah. So cute.
Yeah.
So y'all had the youngins there too? Aw, I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Aw,
yeah,
now I'm a little salty because Sammy would have loved that.
They were in the rectangle area for kids that you can, like, it's gated basically.
Oh, yep.
That's where they had them. Which
Smart.
Because that's where they belong.
Just let them run around, man.
You have to put them in baby jail because they're.
We had them in the jail. And here we are just chit chatting and talking away.
We should. That's the point. Nobody wants to have a kid at the Third Street Market Hall. You want them to be in the jail, in the baby jail, which is where they.
I'll tell you what, if nobody has been there, that was my first time there.
Oh, I didn't know
How
that.
How cool is
that?
Yeah,
very.
It's like a big food court. At first, I was a little overwhelmed, can't lie.
Yeah, you know, I get
that.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's inside the old Grand Avenue Mall, mm-hmm. and they have made, essentially, it's a big food court. You can play bags. There's a golf simulator, a sports simulator.
Yep.
There, I agree. The first time I went there was with DZ, and I was shocked at how, I was like, this is a really cool feature for Milwaukee. Yeah. I was like, yeah. nice surprise.
Well, and Saucy's on point, because it yeah. can feel overwhelming at first, but then you settle a little bit, and then you realize, no, you could actually still be low-key right here.
I
like,
agree.
It's smooth.
Right.
Uh-huh. It was a nice surprise.
She walked right past us. Low-key is right.
Y'all and was hiding.
And I looked like a slut. It was Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded horrible. Now, my boobs were out. I still didn't see anybody. I'm like,
oh, whatever. You look good.
Well, so did you, Saucy Sandra. What's new?
Oh, I try.
I'm walking around looking like a hooker, and I still can't even find these. I thought I'd stick out, you know?
You thought they'd find you. But no, the guy that gave you a drink,
he found me.
He found you first.
No, it was nice to see you guys, Sandra. It was.
Oh, always. It's yeah. good to see you as
All
well.
Right, I'm going to hang up with you, and we're going to pull up Charlie and ask him why he wasn't there.
Okay. Hey, Charlie, by the way.
Bye, Saucy. We'll talk
to
you
later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, let's pull up Charlie real quick and find out where he was on Friday. I don't know if he's in love now, and that's his thing. Charlie, good morning.
I'm a cow. I'm
Moo. Charlie, are you still in love? What's going on over there? We don't see you much anymore.
Yes, I'm still in love.
Aww.
That's why he's so busy. That's why he don't call too much.
It's
he's
fine.
Too in love. He's smitten.
It's the honeymoon phase. I get it.
I was playing bingo Friday night, then we went to a benefit on Saturday.
Oh, benefit on Saturday for what?
A friend of mine, her daughter had some issues and she had a doctor bill, so we went there for that.
Oh, they had a fundraiser to help somebody.
Supporting the fam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very nice. Very nice.
That's what's up.
Then next, on Friday, I leave for Texas. We leave for Texas to see the...
Oh, that's... Texas. He's got his family.
That's right. He got family in Texas. We got a lot of things going on, man. You're going to visit the youngins, right? Going to get to see the family and the grandbabies?
Yep. I could eat the twins. Fourth time in 2 years I could eat them. So.
Aww. I know Charlie got a whole suitcase of just toys packed.
Seriously. Aww. Well,
no,
have
fun. They'll be all bought when I'm down there.
Ah, smart. Smart, smart. Don't travel.
When I'm down there.
Well, we eat love when Grandma and Grandpa come to town, and you're a young Grandpa, Charlie, which means you can shop away with us, and you have a job and a paycheck, and I'm in.
Ain't nobody going to stop you from spoiling them grandbabies.
Come on,
you earned it. You earned it, Grandpa.
Yep.
Well, have a good day, Charlie. It was good to hear from you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, it's time to find out who we're going to help today. What's the problem over there?
We're helping Harry today.
Oh, Harry, like Harry Styles.
Yeah-ish. So Harry Style-ish.
Don't picture Harry Styles in my mind.
Do you? I ain't going to tell you what to do, but this Harry feels different to me.
All right, tell me, what's up?
Harry wrote in and said, I want to spend the money I've saved.
Okay.
And said, I know this probably sounds funny, but for context, I've been saving money for close to 5 years. Originally, I was planning on just saving it with no plans to spend it. Mm-hmm. Just aimless saving, I guess. Not aimless spending. The opposite. Aimless saving,
yeah.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
But now that it's been some time and I've been able to save a good amount without saying how much, it's in the upper thousands.
Okay.
So now I feel comfortable with my savings and living situation and have been feeling like spending a good chunk, but keep going back to the thought that I shouldn't because something could happen at any time and those funds could really come in handy.
Mm.
What should I do? Harry.
God, I love to save money. And spend it all at once before I spend it on what I was actually saving for, because that sounds like some crap I would do. I'd save $2,000 and be like, let's go on a trip.
Where are we going? What are we doing?
Mom, that was for medical bills. What the hell?
Nah.
Let's go to Hawaii.
Nah, they got hospitals in Hawaii. Let's get there first. No, you
so
OC.
It's so relatable, though.
You OC.
It's so relatable. So, been saving money close to 5 years mm-hmm. now.
All right, so I'll tell you where my brain goes immediately with this.
Yeah.
5 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
What has happened over the last 5 years?
Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He hasn't been wanting to do anything or probably didn't have the desire to go anywhere
sure.
over the last few years. So, saving just kind of made sense, right?
Right.
Now, everybody's on this resurgence, the renaissance, if you will.
Ah.
And he's going, nah, I'm out here. here again. I think he's feeling like the pressure lifted of saving and going, well, everybody else is going back to a little bit of normal, right?
It's a zest for life. He's ready to live in the moment now. It's like, I was saving for the future, but screw the future. I'm living now.
Right. Living now.
Saving is for the future, right? Versus the live in the present mentality.
And he's now in the future.
Yeah.
And maybe switching the thought to let's live more in the present. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't like him thinking that he wants to spend a good chunk, though. It's just with the trauma of the last 5 years, with so many people having lost jobs and lost incomes, and he probably gave himself a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us did, as far as like security in different senses. I'm still reeling from that. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at saving money, so by no means do I feel like
nobody is.
You know, like I got great advice in this situation, but I say keep trucking, man. Yeah. Double it. Ooh. My advice to him would be double it.
Double the money. Don't spend it.
Don't spend it.
Okay.
Stay. I mean, maybe it won't take another 5 years, right?
Sometimes you just see that dopamine rush of spending all your money at once.
But upper thousands, bro, in my brain, I'm thinking 9 racks.
Yeah.
He's got 9, right? Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong.
You're just guessing.
I'm guessing. The shot in the dark, 9.
In fantasy land.
In fantasy land, he said upper thousands. So anything above 5 in my head, I'm going 9.
Okay.
Save another couple years.
All right.
You might get 12. You might get 15. You might end up with 18 and then go, now what am I going to do with half of that? Then blow half of that.
Yeah.
Because you still got a buffer zone. Mm-hmm. If you go ahead and blow a good chunk of what you've saved, something might happen. Mm-hmm. My mental paranoias go, bro, please don't. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. If you feel something, you already go back on the thought like it could come in handy. It really could.
That's true.
It really could.
414-533-1037. I want to hear what people think. So Harry wrote in. He wants to know what he should do because he's been saving money for close to 5 years and now he's thinking about getting rid of it instead of continuing to save it, which is so relatable.
I've been doing good. Let me knock myself down a few pegs.
It's so relatable. You just get impatient. You're like, I'm spending it all. Here we go.
He's comfortable financially.
Yeah.
He's comfortable with savings, because his living situation.
Because of the savings. If he blows it, you don't have that.
It's gone.
You don't have that cushion anymore. All right. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, and we've got your Jonas Brothers tickets, baby.
Yeah, coming up. Don't miss it.
7:45 every day this week. We're sending you to see them at the Pfizer Forum on November 20th.
Oh, you didn't know they were coming? That's your fault. We still got tickets for you.
Well, they might not know because we announced it last week. So if you were on vacation last week or you just weren't, you know, around.
Maybe you were moving. I don't know.
Surprise.
We got tickets.
Speaking of moving.
What's up?
Congratulations.
Thank you. We homeowners now.
This is such a big deal to buy a house. You and the wife closed on your house last week and you moved in over the weekend.
Yep. Dog, I don't think I've realized yet that we're homeowners.
It's amazing.
Right?
You got a nest egg. Welcome to your nest egg.
Now I'm putzing around looking at every little corner. I'm over here like, what does this light switch do now?
Own it, you care way more.
Why does that happen? Well, I know why it happens.
It's your responsibility now versus somebody else's when you're renting.
Exactly. Because now I'm going, hey, close that door.
It would to be if, like, I bought you new shoes or I let you borrow mine. The new ones I gave, they were yours, you'd be like, don't get these dirty.
Yeah.
Somebody else's, you'd be like, whoops.
Well, and speaking of shoes, now we're over here going, hey, no shoes in the living room. No shoes in the living room.
Now you're a no shoe in the house people.
Out of nowhere.
Because you bought a house. That'll probably fade in a few months. But keep it going as long as you can and keep the carpet clean.
I've yelled at myself a couple times going, dang it, DZ, take your shoes off, man.
It's funny you said that because on Friday, you brought your dogs over and they could stay as long as they wanted, but you guys wanted them back that night. So I said, let me bring them by in the evening when I go downtown because you moved from Bayview to Bayview, right? You bought the house in Bayview.
Half mile. We moved a half mile, y'all.
And I was going to meet some friends downtown. So I swung by and I got to see your new house, which it was amazing. I loved it. It was so nice.
You saw my house without me.
I saw your house without you.
My wife gave you the tour. Aaron gave you the tour.
But the second I walked in, there was boxes everywhere. I dropped the dogs off and I'm standing there and I can see nobody has shoes on. I noticed.
You did?
Yeah, because I took mine off. I was like, do I take my shoes off? Yeah, it's a new house. So like, they don't want you in there with the shoes on. And I looked at your wife and I go, Aaron, give me the tour. Hello. I'm right. So bossy.
She told me verbatim.
I'm so bossy. Give me the tour now.
Show me.
I got somewhere to be.
Show me where I'll crash when I need to sleep here. Just show me to my room.
But I was like so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
How did it feel to move and any issues?
The move itself was, it was strenuous.
Yeah.
It was a lot of manual labor. Obviously, we did hire movers. to get into it quick, you know, hopefully it would make it go faster. But we also hopped in, was carrying, you know, carrying boxes, doing all the stuff. But it hasn't settled. I haven't realized all of the things. Like, I'm still trying to figure out the house. Matter of fact, man, the first night in the home was entirely too quiet.
Was it weird?
It was so strange. I wasn't sleeping well.
It's like when you wake up in a hotel and you're like, where am I?
And that was exactly what it was. It was like, where am I? And then I was like, well, I'm home. Duh. But why do I feel so strange? Why do I not feel like I'm resting? We got air conditioning now. We should be good. You know what I realized it was?
You're not used to having air conditioning?
Not used to the AC, because we normally got fans, ACs in the windows, super loud.
It's an upgrade.
The house was quiet because we're no longer off of a main street. We're on an avenue.
And your windows aren't open because you have air conditioning.
So all of a sudden, we don't hear anything but silence in the house, and I'm going,
you're uncomfortable. It's too quiet for you.
Oh, it's too quiet. Yep. Ew.
Well, the good news is you're having a second baby, and it's going to be really loud.
Won't be quiet for long.
Pretty soon, you're going to have two little babies running around that house.
I'll learn to enjoy the silence for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It was just night one.
Oh, man. But I get that. It's a new place. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats on the new house.
I appreciate that.
I can't wait to hear all the things you go through as a new homeowner, and you're going to probably have so many good stories. So.
Oh, just wait. We got to repair the roof soon enough.
There you go.
New roof coming in the next couple years, y'all.
New house, who dis? Oh, surprise. You need a new roof. It'll come back to you one day. It'll come back. It's an investment. Just remember that.
That part.
All right?
That part for
just
sure.
Just remember that. As I remind you, we're in the AdamDeputy.com studios, everybody. Just had to say that. Am I the Jerk coming up next? Yeah?
Yeah.
Next, for sure.
For sure.
This one involves knowing somebody's cheating on somebody. Do you say anything?
Ooh.
Yikes.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one is awkward.
What's the word?
We got an email. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. This one came from, we're going to name him Ethan because he wanted to remain anonymous, and you'll understand why when I read this.
For sure. What up, Ethan?
Am I the jerk for not telling his girlfriend he's cheating on her?
Oh.
Yikes. Hey, Allie and DZ, I'm facing a bit of a moral dilemma here. My friend of 14 years is dating a girl who is super sweet and kind. He's been with her for over a year and a half now. Whenever they're together, they're super good. But anytime we have a boys' night or go out with her, I always catch him talking, flirting with other girls, eventually leading to him getting their numbers or Snapchats. I don't know if anything has come out of those, but those alone make me feel bad for his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I am more so peers with his girl, unless it's a gathering of the whole group, and I don't really interact with her much. So am I the jerk for not telling her about how her boyfriend acts when she isn't around? Oh, you know he's cheating on his girl, and then you got to be around the girl. I've been in situations like this. It is awkward. You never want to. It's like, because then now you put everybody else in a bad position with your cheating, because everybody else knows now. And they got to look at your girl in the eye and act. And some people will say, not my problem.
Right.
I hate being put in that position. Well, I've been put in that position more than once. It's a horrible place to be.
Bro, how is that going to be the spark to your guys' friendship? You going, hey, by the way, your man. Because he's saying, we don't really interact. I don't know her. Like, we don't talk. It's just my boy's girl.
But then it bugs him that the guy's cheating on her every time they go out.
Bro, then you got to talk to your boy.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like...
Well, that means he would not be a jerk in your mind, because he wants to know if he's the jerk for not telling the girlfriend how the boyfriend acts.
I'm going to say not the jerk, because it's not his place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's your boy. Mm-hmm. Y'all got over a decade of friendship. You gotta hit him direct and be like, bruh, what the is going on?
You ain't a good dude now. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Why are you with? Why are you in a relationship if this is how you want to be?
If that's your guy, he's going to hear you out. But that's not your she's not your homie. Mm. So you're going to trigger her. You're going to spark something. You're going to ruin a friendship. And then you're going to upset everybody around. Mm. That's tough. Mm-hmm. Like, he's staying out his way and he's staying in his own lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a proponent to stay in your own lane. Do your own thing and don't involve yourself in somebody else's life.
That's such a guy. I wish I was better at that. Because I say Ethan's totally a jerk, and I don't know how you're going to be around these two and act like everything's great. But I get it. It's not his place.
You call the negative jujus your way, man. Yeah. Don't charge negative energy for yourself or anybody else.
This is where I disagree, because I feel like people would say, why is it Ethan's fault? The other guys cheating. Now it's Ethan's fault because it turns into, well, you're the snitch and you told on Ethan. Well, maybe Ethan shouldn't have acted like that to begin with. It's not on.
Yeah.
It's not. Or, I mean, sorry. Ethan is the good guy.
Ethan wrote in.
Maybe the boyfriend shouldn't be acting like that. The boyfriend is the one who put everybody in this position, not Ethan.
The boyfriend definitely shouldn't.
This is how it gets deflected to other people. Like, you told on me and now you're the bad one. No, you did the bad behavior. It's on you. Take some accountability.
I'm just wondering why Ethan feels this is his place.
It
bugs him, but then why do you feel like you need to tell her? You need to talk to your person.
Yeah.
That's in that crew, he's your person. Ethan got to talk to Ethan's boy.
He wants to talk to her because she's being made a fool of in front of everyone. She looks really dumb right now, and everybody knows he's cheating on her but her, which is the classic story of cheating, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why it's awkward. Oof. I don't know. 414-533-1037. Is Ethan a jerk for not telling the girlfriend how his friend is cheating on her every time they go out? Oh, this sounds so crazy.
Yep.
But I don't think it's that uncommon. Look how many people watch their friends cheat and say nothing.
Yeah.
And they know their significant other.
Yeah, yeah.
Happens all the time, which doesn't make it okay.
And there's people staying in their lane.
Yeah.
That's tough. This is tough. This is a moral dilemma for show.
We'll take your calls and texts next. Don't forget, Jonas Brothers coming to Milwaukee November 20th. We've got your tickets in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ethan wrote into the show, he knows his friend cheats on his girlfriend all the time. His friend's been dating this nice girl for about a year and a half, and he said it's getting awkward because I see him cheat on her every time we go out, give out numbers, Snapchats. He said, am I the jerk for not telling her how her boyfriend acts when she isn't around?
Yikes.
Abby, who has earned her own theme song a long time ago in Waukesha, she's on the phone this morning. We're going to take her input first. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Oh, I missed your song.
It is a good song.
Don't you, cat. Hey-o. All right, Abby. Is Ethan a jerk for not telling the girlfriend how the boyfriend acts when she isn't around?
He is not a jerk for not telling her.
Not the jerk.
But he needs to report to his wife.
Mm. Ah.
Just what DZ said. You think he needs to talk to the friend and go, this isn't cool. What are we doing?
Hit the problem direct.
You're being
for real.
You're causing angst to all of us because now this is awkward when your girl's around and we know you cheat on her. But I feel like this happens all the time.
It's telling your boy, hey, tighten up, man. Like, what are you doing?
Get
it
together.
Because you're gonna create a problem for more people when you could just cut it at the source, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, we don't have time for all that other stuff.
Exactly.
It's true. I feel like your friends, you are the company you keep, though. Like, some of my friends would immediately call me out on my behavior and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
And the ones that would are probably better friends to me because they want me to be my best self.
That's right.
So it would be a good friend to say something to the guy.
I feel that.
And if
for
you
sure.
don't, you're just enabling it and going, it's cool, cheat away. Because, yeah, I'm cool.
I'm cool.
But it's the moral dilemma, right?
I'm cool.
This is the cheating moral dilemma. Like, it depends on who you talk to.
Yikes.
Right?
Yikes. But Abby's saying, not the jerk for not telling the girl, but you got to talk to the, you got to talk to your boy.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks,
appreciate
Abby.
It, Abby.
Bye.
All right. Jerry's in Milwaukee this morning. Jerry said, I never get through.
Lies, Jerry. We're talking to you now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Jerry. What do you think? Is Ethan the jerk for not telling basically the girl that his friend's cheating on her?
He's a jerk for more than one reason, I think.
Come on. Love it. I agree.
So I think anybody who's getting cheated on, it's embarrassing when the whole group knows. I've been cheated on, so I've been in that situation.
And everybody
I would
knows
have wanted somebody to tell me.
Because everybody's afraid to tell you. Because everyone's embarrassed for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. And so it is, I've been that girlfriend on the other end where I'm in front of everybody looking stupid while I'm getting cheated on. So I think he's a jerk for not telling her. However, I also think he's a jerk because why would he be the one to tell her? I kind of feel like he might have some kind of closed off feelings for her.
Ooh.
Oh, hell no.
He wants her low key. So he's like, ooh, I'm coming in on the back end.
What if
who says that's not feasible?
It is feasible. It just, in my mind, it went to, what if he's just uncomfortable with knowing too much information?
That's
like, what
true,
if?
But I've also been on the back end where the person who tells me does have other intentions, and they're the ones who, like, I'm going to tell him, you know, I'm going to tell her he's cheating because I like her and I'll treat her better.
I've heard about
and
it.
Also, yep. So I think overall he's just a jerk. He should at least tell somebody, but for sure I think he's just a jerk.
It's so unfair because, like I said, he got put in this position by his friend. He didn't do anything. Ethan did nothing other than be friends to his friend, and now he knows that the friend's cheating on the girl, and the girl.
Ethan's awkward, trying to be a good dude and a good friend, and neither's going to work out.
But this is why I hate the cheaters in this scenario because they're the ones screwing everybody over. Yeah. And we're not 100%. Blaming them. We're
sure.
Like, oh, Ethan, leave it alone. Mind your own business.
Oh, it's 100% dude's fault.
I know. Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying you got to hit him direct.
Right, but yeah.
Right.
You're right.
That makes sense. Hit him directly. But at the same time, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. Just to tell the girl, and honestly, I think he's a jerk because he kind of made low-key like her.
Jerry came in, though. Mm-hmm. We're split. Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Jerry.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
So many people don't want to be involved, which is classic everything in the world.
Everybody got their own problems to deal with. Why do we submerse ourselves in other people's problems? Because then it distracts from us dealing with our own stuff.
True. But there's a reason we have to say, see something, say something. Because everybody looks down and goes, I don't want to get involved with nothing, man. Nothing. Katie is in Racine, and this is her third day calling in. She may be very close to a theme song. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Wow. Hey. So you're the tiebreaker because Abby in Waukesha said not the jerk. Jerry in Milwaukee said jerk.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves you, Katie. Is Ethan the jerk?
What do you say?
Total jerk.
Oh! Boom!
Hands down.
Okay.
Oh, you think he should be telling? You think he should tell that there's cheating going on?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because he is such a jerk in the fact that I never understood why people cheat. I've been cheated on. And it's like, if you don't want to be with that person, like, just tell them, you know?
And well, that's
why
so
waste
simple.
That person's time?
Because you're having your cake and you're eating it too. That's why.
Dang.
That's why you don't tell them.
It's the gluttony?
I get to have a girl and then I get to go do whatever I want. Wow. Then I get to go back to my girl.
No, but it's like, just like the last caller said, it's like, you know, you look like a total moron.
I agree.
When you're put in that situation and it's how embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I really think he's a jerk because cheating's so stupid.
Have you ever been in a situation, DZ, where you've like known someone's cheating? Thank you for calling, Katie.
Appreciate you, Katie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Have you ever like had a friend and like known someone's cheating and you're just like, this is so awkward.
I've never been in a situation where I know for sure that somebody is cheating.
Thought about it.
But I've always like considered and gone, And in my head, I go, hey, not my chair, not my problem. That's on y'all. My name's Paul, and that's between y'all. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm going to stay in my own lane kind of cat.
Yeah.
Look, I got my own wife. I got my own family. I just bought a house.
Yeah.
We busy on this end.
Leave me alone.
I ain't got no time to go ahead and tell nobody nothing.
You know what's funny? And I will say this. Because we decided jerk in the end. Before
jerk
we,
for sure.
But I just want to say, I was thinking about the times where I have known people were getting cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And have I said, no, I haven't said anything because they weren't direct friends of mine. It was more like a coworker. Or an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about those moments and I go, God, that was so awkward because I knew he was cheating on his wife and then I'd see his wife. But guess what? They always found out. Like, so I'm saying like, if you just, even though I would normally say something, sit back.
You're right.
It comes out.
It'll work itself
even
out.
If it took a couple years, they came out.
The universe does what it does for a reason.
So that's another reason. If it's killing you to not say something, let it be. It'll come out.
The solace of it's going to come out at some point for some reason.
They'll get theirs. So that's for sure. All right, so not a jerk. Or it is a jerk. He is a jerk.
He is a jerk.
I'm shocked it went that way, actually.
We're saying Ethan is the jerk here today.
All right. Coming up next, though, we're going to do Jonas Brothers tickets. Oh, you want to do them right now?
I mean, I'm down. You down?
Well, what the hell? Let's go.
We down?
I'm in. I love this song. The Jonas Brothers coming to the Pfizer Forum November 20th. We've got your tickets right now. You can't even buy them yet. 414-533-1037. Caller 30 is a winner. They're coming to town. The boys. November 20th. Going to be at the Pfizer Forum. The Jonas Brothers. Autumn is on the phone in Elkhorn this morning. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning, Autumn?
I have all my kids in the car and I'm about to get some gas.
Okay.
Well, busy.
Before you get gas, let me ask you one question. Because you were caller 30, but you have to get the question right. I have one quick question.
Oh, great.
Which one is not a Jonas brother? Nick, Kevin, Joe, or Harvey? Which one
Harvey.
Is not? Harvey,
Harvey is not a Jonas brother.
Is that your final answer?
Locked in?
That's my final answer.
Hey!
That was a lot easier than I thought.
She said, "Oh, dang it.
Autumn, it's a Monday. You got your kids in the car. The morning routine sucks as it is. I'm not going to torture you to get Jonas Brothers tickets. You're going through enough right now. Trust me."
The question was almost, how do you spell Jonas?
That's tomorrow.
I know. I probably could have done that too.
Yeah, let's go.
Autumn, hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. So another chance again tomorrow, and I will never make it hard. The questions will never be hard for you. Trust me. And tickets go on sale this Friday. So Autumn got them before anybody can even buy them. It could be you tomorrow.
Tickets on sale August 4th?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Get ready.
But you win them all week.
103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
The video that made the rounds this weekend, and I was here for it. We've seen celebrities have things thrown at them now on stage. We saw it started with Bebe Rexha getting a black eye because someone threw a phone.
Yep, she had to get stitches.
Right? Somebody was throwing a bra to Drake. That was nothing new. But we keep seeing these. Who was the second one after it happened to Bebe Rexha? It happened immediately again.
It's happened nonstop.
To another country singer. The point is, it's been going on. This is a thing. Well, somebody thought they were going to throw something at Cardi B over the weekend. No, they didn't.
You thought? Well, they did actually throw something, but
it was like water in a cup. And I don't know why this girl chucked her water onto Cardi B. Why you would be that stupid in the middle of Bodak Yellow? Like, what are you thinking?
You're front row. She's making eye contact with you.
And this chick like chucks the water. And the next thing you know, there's Cardi. Cardi loses it and chucks the microphone right at the person. I don't blame her. I would have done the same thing, man.
I would have jumped in the crowd. I hate to say it, but I would not have been a good person in that scenario. Cardi did less than I would have.
She knew she couldn't, and she knew her security would handle it, because if she starts attacking a girl now, she's going to be going to court.
Liable, right.
We've already dealt with that when she caught Offset cheating. She already had to go to court to deal with the chick she went after then. That was a couple years ago.
For sure.
So she doesn't want any problems.
But
so,
she wanted all the smoke, though.
I would have thrown my microphone, too. That would have pissed me off.
It was a simultaneous.
Stuff.
She made eye contact with the person that threw the beverage. The person was front row. In that same moment, Cardi realized and went, "Oh no!" Whipped that microphone with the quickness, and I will say it: she did it with the accuracy and the precision of a Latino mother throwing a chancla, throwing a sandal.
It's very Cardi B.
Very Cardi. I mean, I'm talking about it was simultaneous, no thought, no nothing. It was just what?
Bow. You said it was the same size as a chancla. It looked like a chancla. The microphone. It worked. Cardi B knew how to throw it, man.
It looked like she practiced that.
She's a pro. Are you kidding me?
True.
So there you go. Cardi B chucks her shoe at a girl in the audience, and the girl gets taken out, as she should. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we're giving away Jonas Brothers tickets. Did you know that?
All week long. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I sure did.
Well, we did. But did you?
7:45 every day this week.
Ooh-wee, that sounds fantastic to me. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, last week we got to announce they're coming to the Pfizer Forum in November, so that's very big news.
What's that, November 20th? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
FPC Live show, and tickets go on sale this Friday the 4th.
Dang, so you might as well go ahead and try to win them, because they ain't even on sale yet, duh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk about your move. It was the big weekend.
It was the huge weekend.
DZ and his wife closed on their first house last week.
Finally, man. Mm-hmm. We are officially homeowners, y'all. Mm-hmm. I got a front door. I got a side door. I got a garage. I got a yard.
And you own it all.
Air conditioning, right? And I got to pay for all of it.
How nice is it that you have air conditioning now?
It's been really nice, because over the last few days, it's been warm. This is probably the coolest day we've had in about a 5-day stretch, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Right? So it's been 90s back-to-back, 80s back-to-back.
It was glorious.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to react. I almost cranked it down. I was like, 65. And then my wife went,
slow down.
We pay for that now. Yeah. 72.
Well, we could talk about that one day on this show, is what do you set it at? Because when I sleep, it's in the 60s, but during the day, it's in the 70s.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're leaning towards. But me, I'd rather be cold in the house, because you could always warm up. Always cool down.
That's true. Well, you moved from Bayview to Bayview. Mm-hmm. You gave up the rental. You officially have a house now in the city you wanted to be in.
Yes.
And I watched your dogs, which Dino and Hampton are my buddies now.
Yeah, they loved Auntie Allie, man.
I didn't really do anything. I'm not going to lie. You kind of dropped the dogs off, and I hung out with them, and we just hung out, and then I brought them back, and I was like, I didn't do anything.
So what did you do with the dog? Just sat?
Oh, would you like to
hung
know?
Out? I'd love to know how they spent the day with
you. Of course. I know. It's just like when your kids go somewhere, you're like, tell me everything about what they did.
Right.
Did they eat? Did they poop? Tell me. So it started with them coming in, and they were like looking around. You left them. I said, they're fine. Get out. You went and moved.
Yep.
And Dino is like, what, 40 pounds, 50 pounds? How big is Dino?
Dino weighs like 30 tops.
Oh, 30. Sorry.
Absolutely.
He's like
tops.
Size of Bella was, kind of. And then you have Hampton, who's tiny.
She weighs about 4 pounds.
Yeah. And they're funny together, but they just wanted to hang out. Hampton wanted to sit in my lap the whole time. The second I would sit down, Hampton would jump on me like a little chihuahua, like jump on me and just get really comfy.
Just settle, just nestle, and then whoop.
I was like, oh, I guess we're hanging out. Fine.
I told you.
Yeah, they liked looking out the window. They liked barking at people. We went in the backyard.
Did they bark?
Yeah, but nothing bad.
Okay.
I didn't care.
Okay.
I just went, hey, pipe down.
Well, sometimes the pair, they get themselves riled up, and Hampton tends to go, and then Dino goes, right. And then Hampton's like, sucker.
They were really good dogs. Like, I would watch them anytime. They were easy. And when it was time to go, I was loading the car with all the stuff. Like, I was bringing their crate back to you, and I was getting their water.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're going to see Mommy and Daddy. And they're just staring at me. The second I picked up the leashes, they went nuts.
Nuts.
Oh. And then they jumped in the car.
And then they went, okay.
Oh, we're actually leaving now. So your dogs are really good. They can stay anytime they want.
I appreciate that. What you doing today? gotcha.
Do they like the new house?
They do. They settled pretty quick.
Did Sammy?
Sammy? Yo. So,
does he understand?
So as far as so good uh-huh. goes, he didn't bat an eye whatsoever. So you took the dogs. Appreciate again.
Did, no problem.
Our family took the kid, right? So he spent the weekend. He didn't move. He didn't sit. He wasn't there until yesterday afternoon.
He showed up at the end.
He showed up at the end after his room was all set. Because that was one of our goals. We wanted to leave his room set so that when he came home, he had his comforts.
Yeah.
Right? At least something.
He knew,
And he knew.
And?
He walked in. We probably didn't even have to have his room set. He had seen the house before, right? But nothing was in it when we had seen it, viewed it, the final showing, whatever, whatever.
So he had technically been there.
Right. He walked in like he owned the place, which he does. Because he walked in and just ran right into the living room. We showed him his room and he went, oh, here's all my stuff. Started ripping things out, dumped the toy bin immediately and was like, I know what to do here. I live here now.
Right.
Mi casa es su casa. But always mi casa.
How did he sleep?
Well,
was that an issue?
Well,
that's a story for another day, or what?
The sleep was different, man. He spent maybe like a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours, just tossing, turning, crying. Aaron ended up getting up and like consoling him probably more than once.
It's a new place.
But at the same time, it was like, bruh, just sleep. You sleep at family's house and bat no eye and just go to bed.
Well,
you were tired.
Might have been it, too. He was at another different house the weekend. Then he comes back to the new house. He's going to get adjusted. Think about it.
And we thought, okay, you're getting cranky. Because towards the end of the night, he started to get cranky. My mom said he didn't nap much. Okay, sure. You crabby, you're going to pass out, my boy.
Oh, then he was overtired.
He was overtired, and that must have been what it was, because he was just tossing and turning.
At the second wind.
Unhappy. I'm hoping he's still sleeping right now. That'd be nice.
He might be.
No, he's not.
Nah,
I doubt it.
He's awake,
that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad the move went well.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you.
It went amazing. Mm-hmm. We're homeowners. We're blessed. And just, I mean, thank you to everybody. Like I said, you,
I didn't
our
do
family,
much,
dog.
But you, I did what you needed.
You did far more than you're giving yourself
Watching
credit
for. Your dogs was easy, and I'll do it anytime. Coming up next, though, I have to tell you what happened, because on Saturday I saw you after your big move.
Yeah.
Wait till I tell you what one of my friends did with her phone that threw the whole day into... I'll tell you next. You've done this with your phone.
Uh-oh.
And it's something we do. We don't even realize we did it. It's like an accident.
Wait, I'm even more lost now. What?
Just hold on. I will tell you next what affected our Saturday plans after the big move.
Huh.
And what my girlfriend did with her phone and how I spent half an hour trying to fix it. So I'll tell you next.
Half an hour?
We've done it before. Not all of us, but some of us, including DZ. It's next, 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Mm. Well, Saturday was Brewfest.
It was a great time, yo. Mm-hmm.
We gave out tickets all week last week. No, well, it wasn't last week.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
We gave them out, and so there we had listeners there, but you and I showed up.
Yep.
Down by the lakefront.
You already know. Met a few listeners, too.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice. But on my way down to Brewfest, because we had the plans, I knew your move was wrapped up. You were going to come out, and I saw you there.
Had to take a quick time out from unpacking and moving. And I was like, you know what? An hour or two, we can step away.
It was a beautiful day in the sun. It's a great event. And you get to go outside and walk around and taste all the local beers and seltzers. Well, on the way there, I was going to pick up my friend Natalie.
Right.
She lives downtown in a condo. And so I was on my way downtown. And when I was driving, I texted her, you know, be there in 20 or whatever the time was.
Right.
And I realized she's got her phone on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
So notify anyway. Yeah.
Duh.
That's the one time I finally needed to use the notify anyway.
I'm on the way.
And I thought to myself, wait a second. Yesterday we were texting and she was on Do Not Disturb. And I took it as it's a Friday afternoon. She's working.
Mm.
We're texting, but she's still responding. So she's busy at work. But then when I saw it was on Do Not Disturb on Saturday, I went, she doesn't know her phone's on Do Not Disturb. She has no clue.
Oh.
There's no way it's been on Do Not Disturb for a day now.
Over 24 hours.
She knows I'm coming to get her. There's no way the phone's on Do Not Disturb on purpose.
Right, right, right.
So I notify anyway. And then I text her and I go, your phone's on Do Not Disturb, by the way. Notify anyway. So she's getting all the notifications.
You double texted through the Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. And guess what she said?
What?
Huh, I don't even know how I did that.
Yeah.
She had no clue. So I thought, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I mean, this is strange. So I go pick her up. We get to Brewfest. And I go, let me see your phone. It's still on Do Not Disturb. I can see it on my phone because I'm trying to send her pictures. I go, your phone is still on Do Not Disturb.
So how'd she end up putting it on Do Not Disturb and didn't know?
She showed me her phone. There was no Do Not Disturb icon. It did not say it. I go, this is getting weird. And so I'm looking and I finally realized she, up in the right hand corner, this is all I can figure, has the low power, the yellow low power battery on. You know when on the iPhone?
Uh-huh. I know exactly what you're talking
about. I'm pretty sure when you're in low power, it puts you on Do Not Disturb. That's all I can figure.
Interesting.
Because nothing else changed. I said, take it off low power and see if that changes anything. And it did.
Sure enough, it took her off Do Not Disturb.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know if that's every iPhone or her phone or her setting, but I was like, you've been on Do Not Disturb for a day because of low, but you had your phone on low power mode. And
right.
She was like, I don't know how I did it.
It has to be a safety feature.
Something.
Because I have done this on accident. I've done it once before. My phone was on Do Not Disturb for like a couple hours.
You didn't know?
I had no clue.
What happened?
All of a sudden, I realized that I had like 5 messages.
You're like, why didn't I get notified?
I didn't, none of this. Nothing came through. What are you, what? Huh? What?
Same.
And swiped, and sure enough, it was on DND, Do Not Disturb.
Yep.
And I go, I don't even know how to do that. I didn't even realize I was able to do it so freely. But mine has the stock feature where it updated, and then it brought it into my little, what's that called? Like the, when you swipe down and it brings you up to like the flashlight, the camera.
Oh, your menu, cutting your
that little menu.
Yes,
the drop-down menu when you slide down and you go, okay, power mode, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I had accidentally pressed that, don't know how,
you
don't know
though.
When, yeah. But I had done it and not realized it, put my phone back in my pocket because it was in low power mode.
You can't be the only one who's put your phone on Do Not Disturb, though, and not known it.
There's no
sure.
way.
Because I have left it on Do Not Disturb on accident. That's the only time it was put on Do Not Disturb and I forgot.
But you used Do Not Disturb.
I did it on purpose and then forgot. Like, left the meeting I was in and moved on with my life. Went, my phone's been on Do Not Disturb for 3 hours. Huh. Like, and I had no idea.
I actually dislike the Do Not Disturb feature.
I love it. When you want to be left alone and your brain can't shut off, sometimes you need it.
I got no problem ignoring my phone.
Just throw
like
it away.
I don't have the issue to go Do Not Disturb. Like, you could disturb me. I'll choose whether I want to holler or not.
I guess that's true. I guess I should just own that I'm ignoring your texts and calls as it is and just leave it on regular. Why not?
But it's the satisfaction of letting people know I'm not to be bothered with right now. But when it's on accident and you want to be bothered,
then you feel awful, right?
That's why I don't like Do Not Disturb, man. I feel like you have too much opportunity to mess up.
You do. I don't know if anybody else has ever done this, but if you've ever accidentally had your phone on Do Not Disturb and continued on with your your life while everyone thought you were blowing them off.
How long have you left your phone on Do Not Disturb for?
Because mine was a couple hours. Yours was, what, you don't know how long?
I don't know how long, but it had to have been over an hour.
Well, hers was on for a day.
That's wild.
My 24. Friend's was on for a day, and she would have had it, continued to have it on if I hadn't said something, which is even funnier.
I mean, at least you notified anyway. Some people wouldn't have notified. If True. I see your phone's on Do Not Disturb, mm-hmm. I'm not going to double notify. You're going to hit me back whenever you hit me back.
I would never hit that besides the fact that I knew I was going to pick her up and she wasn't going to know if I didn't double notify her. If I didn't notify anyway.
I would have assumed, and this is me, dudes over here, I just would have assumed, they don't want nobody else to bother them, but I'm definitely going to still pull up and call once I get there.
Yeah, and then you'd have to keep calling. You'd have to call three times because it's on Do Not Disturb.
I wouldn't have even mentioned that it was on Do Not Disturb. I just assume everybody does it on purpose, even though I've done it on accident, G.
414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. We're going to talk about your stories if you have them. Leaving your phone accidentally on Do Not Disturb. Are you like my friend Natalie or DZ who are oblivious? And me too sometimes. We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM. Leaving your phone on Do Not Disturb. Who would have known? This is such an issue.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. All right. I was telling the story about how over the weekend I went to pick up my friend Natalie on the way to Brewfest and her phone was on Do Not Disturb. And it had been on Do Not Disturb since Friday. And
just so the day before.
She had no clue until I brought it up to her. You did it on accident one time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Apparently this is a thing. Julie, though, is calling from Oak Creek this morning. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Mm-hmm. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you ever do this? Accidentally put your phone on silent? Essentially, it's putting your phone on silent. You're not going to get any notifications.
Yeah, no, that is true.
It's nothing.
It
you
is
know?
Silent, huh?
Ever happened to you?
Always. My phone's always on silent. Like, I never have my ringer on because I work two jobs and I... Oh. Can't be answering my phone when...
Oh, I just don't want to be bothered. Mine's been on silent for 6 years, okay? But not Do Not Disturb. That's a different a different method, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't have an iPhone because Apple products and me are like oil and water. I can't without breaking and like overloading and ridiculously crazy.
If you have an Android, it's not a good commercial because it just cut out while we were talking to you. Anyway,
it's
go on.
It's definitely because of the area that I'm in.
She said, it's not my phone. It's the area. Service. It's the area.
It's the tower.
It's literally the area because my radio actually kicks out every time I go in this area anyway.
Oh, so no.
What? You got to get the Odyssey app. But this is funny how she's like, you know, I don't get along well with iPhones. And then her phone cuts out.
What was that, Julie?
Anyway, go on.
But so I have the Do Not Disturb function where I actually programmed it for when it goes on automatically, when it turns off automatically, and then I can put in who I want to get notifications, basically text messages or phone calls from when the Do Not Disturb is on.
Yeah,
so
we know
like
about
if
this.
My kid's working, mm-hmm. She works second shift out in Waukesha, so I want her to be able to reach me in the middle of the night.
For anything,
yeah. So her calls and texts can come through.
You can push them through, absolutely. No, I get that. I was dating a guy, DZ knows about this, and he would put his phone on Do Not Disturb on random nights, and I started getting paranoid. And I said, DZ, do you think is this a signal? Is he like cheating? And DZ was like, and then the guy's like, I just said it. I just program it, which could be a lie, but
you
not
schedule
the point.
It.
But people schedule at certain nights, like, I want to be left alone.
On Thursday nights at 5 p.m., I don't want anybody to hit me up until the next morning in the morning. Right. I forget about that
you
feature.
You can schedule it.
So Julie literally sets her Do Not Disturb daily. Mm-hmm. She's on it daily. Yep.
Not a girl. All right. Well, hey, I have no complaints about you telling everyone to leave you alone.
Right?
I'm all about it. Thanks, Julie.
We'll talk to you later.
Michelle is in Hartford this morning. Let's pull her up. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, it's Monday.
It is.
It's the last day of July, everybody. Get ready. August is tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm going to put Do Not Disturb for August. I'm still in July.
The whole month. Oh, man. All right, Michelle. What's your story? Do you put people on Do Not Disturb on accident or what?
Oh, no. So I just found out how to do this. Yes, I've had an iPhone for like 10 years. So I'm at work and me and my coworker, Neil's girl, we're just talking about it. So I set it from like daily TV, mm-hmm. yep. 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Yes.
I don't want to be, oh my gosh, one of my friends freaked out because she couldn't get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do not disturb. What if I was dying? I go, then you died.
What if I was dying?
Michelle said, listen, if you got problems at 9:01, I'm not there for you.
Do not disturb means do not disturb.
Wait,
911's open.
But our phones are attached to our stupid hands when I'm down.
Yeah, it's right. Anxiety driven. Oh yeah. No, when I can actually put it on do not disturb and leave, it's a real nice.
It's impressive.
Break for my brain. It's a thing. Yeah, yeah, it's good for you.
It's true. It's and good I'm for so you. Glad my coworker found that because I'm like, I don't need it going off. I have dogs, as you know, Allie.
My coworker found it, she said. Your coworker didn't find do not disturb. You've had it on your phone for 10 years, Michelle, but you
they just helped
how
you discover it.
Thanks for calling, Michelle.
We appreciate you. Bye.
Oh, my God. We're running out of time, but last but not least, Ashley's in Cudahy. Normally, Ashley calls around 6:30, but she's off school. She's a teacher. So we got her at 8:30.
She got time today.
She's sleeping in. Ashley, good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
One more month, and you're going to be calling at 6:30 again when school's back in session.
Don't remind her.
I'll put that on do not disturb all month of September. Wake me up when September ends.
Look at you. Oh, Ashley.
Are we old because we understood that reference?
Yes.
Oh, snap, because I know somebody didn't.
Somebody didn't. My kid, that's who, did not understand that reference. What's your story quick here, Ashley?
So my sister does this all the time where she has her do not disturb on with her text messaging. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, notify anyway. I'm like, I got to get a hold of you. But I do the same thing where I do like from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. do not disturb me.
Oh.
Like, and if my boyfriend gets all pissed off, he's like, what if I want to talk to you? And I'm like, well, then I'll talk to you.
Yeah, notify anyway.
Right. If I want to talk to you back.
Wait, she said, I'll text you if I want to talk to you. Oh, the energy Ashley's giving off right now is bad B energy right now. I am here for this. I'll text you if I want to talk to you.
Ashley literally just said, 7P to 7A is my time. Okay? Those 12 yeah. are for me, myself, and I. If I need you, I'll reach out.
I'm feeling right. inspired this morning by Ashley's attitude.
I'm over here wondering if I should be using Do Not Disturb more.
Apparently. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, normally what? Sorry.
Normally that's like my time to unwind from my day. So if I want to talk to him, and I'll talk to him. If I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you.
Boom.
But do not talk to me.
We talk to Ashley more than her boyfriend, DC.
Sounds like it. Oh, hopefully she don't got us on Do Not Disturb.
I love you just a little bit more.
Yes! It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.